USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford says the president's remarks were a soulless, vicious attack. This morning's ADP jobs report showing the U.S. economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month when analysts were expecting 179,000. The government's job report's out tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Everyone in America that has a smartphone will hear this coming up at 2:18 Eastern Time today. This is only a test. And that will be what it sounds like when they test the system that's being set up to send out so-called presidential alerts in national emergencies. Former head of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says it's good to have in this day and age.
People of my generation got our news through TV, radio. My kids' generation now get their information, get their news on the Internet, on their phones.
Photo sharing network Instagram is back up for most users after suffering a worldwide outage. Earlier, the app had displayed an error message saying can't refresh feed and the website wouldn't load. The Indonesian island struck by an earthquake and tsunami last Friday has now had a volcano erupt. There's no reports yet of damage or injury. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Texas woman is suing Facebook, accusing the social media giant of enabling sex trafficking. The woman claims when she was 15, she was beaten, raped, and trafficked for sex by a man who posed as a Facebook friend. Her suit argues Facebook execs knew that underage girls were being lured into the sex trade on that website. The suit filed Monday in Houston says the woman was friended in 2012 by a man who seemed to know several of her real-life friends, and it alleges Facebook didn't do enough to verify the man's user identity, which the lawsuit says was false. Tesla has some good news to wind up a third quarter that was pretty chaotic for the company. The maker of high-performance electric cars delivering 82,500 of them in the 3 months that ended on Sunday. Auto industry analysts say that should calm investors who have been nervous after the SEC threatened to ban CEO Elon Musk. Musk and Tesla agreed last week to pay $20 million each in fines for Musk's claims that he had secured funding to take the company private. The settlement allows Musk to stay on as CEO, but requires him to step down as board chairman. And the Colorado Rockies in the National League Division Series beating the Cubs 2-1 in 13 innings in an NL League wild card game at Wrigley Field. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.